I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As new cases of the coronavirus COVID-19 decrease in China, one ministry is hoping to hit the ground running. And hear the incredible story of one man's journey from prisoner to preacher, all through the power of the Holy Spirit. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. The coronavirus COVID-19 is spreading around the world, most notably afflicting Italy in Europe and Iran in the Middle East. But in China, where it first emerged, COVID-19 actually peaked at the beginning of February and has been on the decline since. That's good news, says Bibles for China's Kurt Rovenstein, because the lockdown is making it difficult for them to do their work.
There probably will be a lag in the uptake when we turn back around. But again, our plans are to hit the ground running once it clears. But not knowing what that time frame is does make it a challenge.
The COVID-19 lockdown challenged the church in China, preventing Christians from meeting together. Still, the Holy Spirit is working among his people.
One of the neat things in this process is that when there's crisis, nobody responds better to crisis and hurt and pain and fear than the church.
He's prayed that the threat of COVID-19 would dissipate around the world, and most of all,
pray for the church in China to be able to reach out in a substantial way to those who are hurting and have the great challenges around them, and that the Word of God that we're so in love with makes a difference in the lives of the people there that are going through this epidemic at this time.
You've heard it said there's no such thing as a chance encounter. That proved to be especially true in this next story from Christian Aid Mission. MNN's Ruth Kramer.
This story takes place in Turkey with a man we'll call Mohammed. Unrest in the region had a ripple effect in his home country. And eventually, as a single parent, an alcoholic, desperately poor and bitter, he fled across the border into Turkey to find a fresh start. Hoping to find help, Mohammed and his daughter showed up at a refugee center where he met another Middle Eastern refugee and struck up a friendship. Now, at this new friend's apartment, Mohammed saw an Arabic New Testament. And disillusioned by the emptiness he felt following Shia Islam, he asked his friend if he could borrow it. And that night, Mohammed devoured the Gospels of Matthew and Mark. And at 5 a.m., he asked his friend to explain them to him. His friend suggested they go to the pastor of his church so they could ask questions and get answers. Through the patient mentoring of this church pastor, Mohammed and his daughter soon got involved with Bible studies and eventually gave their lives to Christ. Christian Aid Mission's ministry partner says the network of connections that expose Muslims like Mohammed to the gospel are no accident. Without donor help, a New Testament or whole Bible would not be available to refugees like Mohammed's friend. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News.
And we close with a powerful story today from former prisoner-turned-preacher Richard Cifuentes. He was running from the police trying to avoid a third trip to prison, wanted for attempted murder. Cifuentes was far from a praying man, but for some reason he asked God to help him. And next thing he knew, the police kicked down his door and took him to prison. At first, Cifuentes blamed God for not saving him, but God was more interested in saving Cifuentes from his sinful past. In prison, he signed up for Crossroads Prison Ministry's mentorship program and began studying the Bible. He says there he met Jesus and was changed by the Holy Spirit. He's been out of prison now for 12 years.
Now, the thing that kept me out all these years is because God's Word lives in me and His Word is alive. And Crossroads, when I did their Bible study, it gave me such a hunger because it showed me some things that no other Bible studies did. And it made me want to study and really get to know the Word of God.
Today, Cifuentes is an evangelist who visits prisoners to tell his story and connect them with Crossroads.
I mean, it changed my life. I was a gangster for all my life, and then all of a sudden, God changed me from a gangster to a minister. He changed me from a mess into a message.
Crossroads needs more mentors to right prisoners. If you're interested, find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on you and our sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Stay connected when you sign up for our free daily news blast. Go to missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.